Many teachers don't give enough time for learners to answer a question and end up answering it themselves. Try and give your learners time to think. By waiting after asking a question, there is an increase in the length of the learner's answers, the number of learners offering responses, the frequency of learners' questions, the number of responses from less capable learners, and positive interactions between the learners. If one learner has the wrong idea, you can be sure that many more have as well. And there are many ways to correct wrong answers and misconceptions. Try and encourage your learners to try again by using the following techniques. Pick out parts of the answer that are correct and ask the learner to think a bit more about their answer. This helps your learners to learn from their mistakes. For example, you can respond to an incorrect answer in a supportive way, as in, "Yes, you were correct about evaporation forming clouds, but I think we need to explore a bit more about what you said about rain. Can anybody else offer some ideas?" By responding in this way, you do not discourage the initial student, but you encourage others to participate. You could also write on the board all the answers that learners give and then ask the class to think about them. What answers do they think are right? Are there other correct answers? This helps you to understand the way your learners are thinking and gives them a chance to correct any misunderstandings they may have without feeling threatened. It's important that you, the teacher, listen carefully. If you ask for further explanation for answers, whether they are right or wrong, learners will often correct their answers themselves. You don't want your learners to feel afraid of giving the wrong answer.